Everyone, and welcome to Real Estate Right Now. We're talking about real estate matters that matter to you. My name is Jay Izzo, and we are live here from Lindcraft PM Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, part of the Greater Research Triangle Park. Today's show, if you've not been with us last week, we're talking about the NAR settlement and how that is going to affect real estate. Today, though, we're going to take a little bit of a twist because I have with us, I brought back with us, Kim Crump. KC.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. All the way from Australia. She's here with us today.
flew in just for
22 minutes. She flew in, and she'll be flying right back to Australia. She is Australian born and lives here in the U.S. And so I'm here in Raleigh as a selling agent, buyer's agent, expert for Lindcraft Team Realtors. And we want to bring her in because she has a different perspective on how this NAR settlement may affect you, how real estate is conducted, because she's got her she's got boots on the ground. She's actually going to be working with these folks. So, Kim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
And
great to be here.
So, the NAR settlement, I know that that you've been on calls with a number of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Agents from across the country and, yep. and even locally,
right.
Expressing concerns about what this NAR settlement mm-hmm. may mean to conducting real estate. Let's just start with what some of the concerns are that you've heard.
Sure.
From other agents.
So yesterday I was on a call for about an hour, mm-hmm. and that was with some of the top agents in the area. And concerns, I think there's still a little bit too much hysteria out there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think, yes, it's changed, but we're going to adapt to change.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, as Linda mentioned last week, we're in a state where we've had buyer agency for many, many
right.
years,
right.
since the 1990s. Now, the other agents were trying to brainstorm on which direction this is going to go, and
right.
how is this going to affect buyers? How is this going to affect sellers?
Right.
If you were going to a dentist, if you were going to a doctor or an attorney, you would expect to have the attorney at the attorney's office,
exactly.
the dentist doing the work on your teeth.
Right.
So real estate professionals, and I've been doing this since 2008, real estate professionals are going, the good ones and the experienced agents, mm-hmm. I don't think people understand how much work we do mm-hmm. behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, oh, they're a door opener. That's
right.
what they do.
Right.
But realistically, anybody can see homes online. Everybody has had that availability for a long time.
For quite a while, yeah.
Finding homes, driving past a home,
right.
and then typically, people would get a realtor involved.
Right.
Now, one of the main changes that we're going to experience because of the NAR, and when we say NAR, we're talking National Association of Realtors. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest trade association. And we are going to see a change when it comes to how people see homes. And how we now, as agents, mm-hmm. Coming in July, I shouldn't say right now, but coming in July, mid-July, these changes should go into effect. A buyer cannot get into a house without signing a buyer agency agreement mm-hmm. with a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other option would be an open house. One of the questions yesterday is, well, don't you think open houses are going to go away? No. I don't think open houses are going to go away. I think they're actually going to get more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because people have the choice and freedom to go and look at different homes on their own. Because otherwise, if they're not prepared and if they're not, they want to go out and see a house, they're going to have to sign a buyer agency agreement.
Mm.
And this was part of the collusion that the National Association of Realtors has been held accountable for, saying that they don't know, okay, who represents who and who's getting paid?
How are they getting paid?
Exactly. How are they getting paid?
Right.
So this makes it very clear. It's very transparent. We've always had buyer consultations, and we explain the process. We explain what dual agency is.
Mm-hmm.
We explain the fees involved. And the buyer agent agreement has always had in there the fees associated with the transaction.
Right. Well, specifically in this state, we have been extraordinarily transparent.
Yes, and I'm only going to be talking about North Carolina.
Yeah, right. Because in in this state, we have always had buyer's agency that you have to engage. Otherwise, it's typically been your the agent is representative of the seller.
Right.
Until buyer's agency is established.
Right. Right. And even as open houses, if I was hosting an open house for another agent, I am still representing the seller.
Exactly.
I am a sub-agent of the seller.
Right.
So how could somebody go into an open house without signing buyer agency agreement? Well, that's an easy answer because you represent the seller. I don't represent the buyers who are walking through the door. Now,
and until they sign a buyer agency agreement, and that can change as soon as they sign a buyer's agency agreement.
Correct. Yes. So once they sign a buyer agency agreement, everything becomes confidential, and I represent that client. That client has gone from just a consumer, a customer, to a client with my fiduciary responsibilities to them.
Right.
Now, without buyer agency, you don't have anyone who's going to advocate for you.
Right.
You're on your own. So if it would be like me trying to practice being an accountant, I have no experience in that field whatsoever.
Well, yes, and I think, and Paul Fitz makes a great point here. By the way, most people don't realize how much time and that they actually you put in for free, you know, which you do after buyer's agency is established, that you put in a lot of free work.
We basically work for free until a house closes.
Right.
And not until it closes. That's when we get paid. So we're doing all of this work, hundreds of steps, once we find the house. And then we write the offer, get the disclosures, figure out all the material facts, and inspections and negotiations. There is so many negotiations involved in one real estate transaction.
And this is where, if you try to represent yourself without a real estate agent, you're putting your money in peril.
Oh, absolutely, because you're still going to have to do a due diligence fee, and that due diligence fee is non-refundable. Just say,
who's going to negotiate that for you if you got to do it on your own? And if you don't understand ins and outs of that.
And how is your multiple, how are you going to be able to win a multiple offer when other buyers will have a professional, a seasoned agent working for them who has been in these multiple office situations for the past couple of years.
Right.
It's been a very competitive market here. So if you don't have someone advocating for you saying, this is what you need to do, this is what this home is worth. I mean, we pull comparables. We need to know how much we believe the value of that house is. How is a buyer going to do that on their own if they don't have access to all of the data and information that we have? We have so many different resources that are not available to the public because it's for realtors.
Exactly. And you know, here's the other piece. I keep harping on why buyer's agency is going to be so much more critical and why, and by the way, it may cost consumers actually more.
Correct.
Because of this settlement.
Right.
Because I'm going to just ask you, if you're buying a home, have you ever negotiated inspection report?
Do you know what's important?
What's important, what's not important? See,
do you know what a seller may fix or may not fix? Guess what?
Right.
A seller doesn't have to fix anything. So if you don't know how to negotiate, you could end up with paying so much more. So experience in my from this wonderful quote that I heard this past week, experience is priceless.
Yes.
Inexperience will cost you a fortune.
And in this market, it's going to. In this new world, I really believe that you're going to see a tier system.
Okay.
I really do. I think so. I think that you're going to have newer agents who don't have much experience. They are not going to be able to command the same amount of money with a buyer as a more experienced agent who is going to go to bat for you, who's going to negotiate every single thing for you, mm-hmm. who's going to educate you on the process, mm-hmm. who's going to help you understand a seller disclosure.
Right. And what well, that's changing too.
Right.
We're getting a new seller disclosure coming soon, and that's going from 4 pages to 8.
Right.
So, and that's another thing. It's constantly changing.
Exactly.
And if you don't know the process, if you don't know the forms,
right.
You could very well get stuck paying a lot more money. Now, to your point about it may end up costing more, a seller will have an agreement, as they always have, if they choose to. You do not have to have an agent. You've never had to have an agent. You could always sell your house for sale by owner.
Right.
However, if you choose to have a listing agent, everything will be disclosed with your realtor as far as what their fees are.
Yeah.
There's no set fees. There never have been any set fees. But you will know, okay, do I, as a seller, do I want to pay a buyer agent? Mm. Do I not want to pay a buyer agent? Mm. Well, you know what? If you choose not to pay a buyer agent, that's your choice.
Exactly.
It's you have that option. You've always had that option, actually.
It's always been
Had that option. It's been written in the paperwork. It's been written in. So I'm not freaking out. I'm not. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get the change and the mm-hmm. tweak. Things kind of worked out a little mm-hmm. bit. Now, if a seller just says, you know what, I'm not going to pay a buyer agent fee, then ultimately it will become the buyer's
responsibility
to pay the fee.
Right.
Now, how is all that going to happen? We're not 100% sure just yet. So like we said, this is still all in the works.
Well, and I think maybe some panic maybe. Mm-hmm. That July is going to get up on top of us really,
really fast.
Really, really fast.
I mean, gosh, it's already the end of March.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, as we age, time moves so much faster than it did before, because Christmas comes every week now, right. In my opinion. And birthdays come much faster than I want them to come.
Right.
what I'm saying about that, though, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah, okay.
But what I'm saying is that this is going to come really quickly. And these changes, whatever's going to happen, so much of this is going to be done on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I mean, we can plan. Mm-hmm. But we really are still unsure how this may play out in reality.
Right. It is going to take more effort on the buyer side. And what I mean by that is you're not just going to be able to call up an agent and say, hey, I want to go see this house. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a buyer agency agreement signed. Mm-hmm. You can have it signed just for that one day. Mm-hmm. I will sign it one for this showing for this period of time. As a buyer, are you going to want someone to represent you who charges you a flat fee to open the door? Mm-hmm. Is that person who is willing to take, I don't know how much money, let's just say, you know what, I'm kind of broke right now, I need $100. So I will open that door for you to let you in the door. Do you want that kind of agent representing you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, because, and this is something that's gone through my head. Mm-hmm. So people will say, first of all, you can only sign one buyer's agreement at a time. So you cannot.
Yes. Do not get stuck signing more than one buyer agency.
Because you're in trouble.
Big trouble.
As a consumer, you're in huge trouble, by the way.
Yes.
If you sign more than one buyer's agreement. But here's the other piece. If you do sign a buyer's agreement for one day, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And what you have to understand as a consumer is, mm-hmm. as a real estate broker, mm-hmm. we have to charge you. We have to have some sort of monies coming in, whether it's from the seller or from you, because our errors and omissions insurance will not be covered, because we cannot work for free.
Correct.
And be covered.
Right.
And this is really important for the consumer to understand, mm-hmm. because they go, why can't you show me a house? Why are you having me to charge anything? Why do I have to sign this agreement? Why is that? Well, here's the deal. We have errors and omissions insurance. If anything should happen and I'm not getting some sort of compensation as an agent, mm-hmm. I'm not covered.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Now, I'm just going to swing this back around.
Swing it.
I'm going to swing it back around.
Please do.
To the seller side. So going back to what I said, if the seller chooses not to pay a buyer agent, and a buyer agent does come into the picture, shows the property, if you don't want to pay a buyer agent, then you have to think about how is that buyer going to get through the door? Who is going to let that buyer in the house? Because as a buyer agent, and actually as a realtor, we have access to showing time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But the general public doesn't have access. Right. You don't just want any random person walking through your house.
Well, it's not in their best interest to have just the general public just walk through your house anytime they want to.
That's right.
You want a licensed, insured real estate professional called a realtor.
Right. And you know, we're one of the only professions, I believe, who really gets flack for making a living.
It's really true.
You can work with a realtor who only sells 0 to 4 houses a year.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to work with a true full-time professional who sells between 20 and 30 homes a year. Now, this is when buyers are going to start doing their homework.
Yeah, I agree.
If I'm going to pay you,
I agree.
I want to make sure that you're good at what you do.
Right.
And is that going to be that person who meets you on a corner? They don't have an office. They don't have a presentation. They can't explain the forms to you.
Right.
Who do you want to represent you?
Right.
And I know if I'm going to pay for services, I want someone who knows what they're doing. And for instance, I keep going back to these multiple offer situations.
Well, because we've been through them, we know how difficult they were.
Oh, they're so complicated.
And we have we've got a low inventory of houses available.
Correct.
So we know that and we've seen it as interest rates drop a little bit, even a little bit. Mm-hmm. We get into multiple offer situations.
Right. And then you think about, okay, so what happens after you win the house, okay? Mm-hmm. I will sit there doing 4 hours worth of work right after we've gotten that contract because of all of the details involved behind the scenes. Does a buyer know how to do all those things?
Right.
Do they know how to protect themselves?
Exactly.
It's going to change. But I also think it's going to change for the good.
Yeah.
I believe that people are going to want somebody in their corner.
I do.
I mean, most people don't have time to do what we do. They have full-time jobs. You have to have a job in order to buy a house if you're getting a loan. I mean, of course, if you're paying cash, that's different. But you don't work for free. I don't think anybody I know enjoys working for free.
No. They don't. I want to go back though to something that you were hitting on, and I thought you were going to go in this direction.
Oh.
And you didn't, but that's okay because I'm thinking about the seller side.
Mm-hmm.
The seller who decides I'm not going to pay a buyer's commission versus the seller who decides I'm going to pay the buyer's commission.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who do you think is going to win that war?
Well, those buyers, because that is, once again, we are going to be disclosing to our buyer client, well, this one is not willing to pay my professional fee. This one here is willing to pay my professional fee. That buyer is going to go, well, hey, I'm going to go with this one
because
here.
I'm not going to have to pay it. That's my point.
Yes.
My point is it's not the real estate professional who's going to be making that choice. It is now going to be the buyer who's going to go, okay, I have to pay the agent anyway. Either I pay them out of pocket or it comes out of the seller commission.
Right.
Right? Which route are you going to go with?
Exactly.
As a buyer.
Exactly.
Well, I don't want to pay this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Up front. I don't want to pay this. I don't want to pay this money. I'm going to go. I'd rather that house starts to become a lot more attractive from a buyer's position, not a realtor's position, a buyer's position, because they now longer go, well, I don't have to pay this.
That's right. That's right.
And so now the seller has a tremendous advantage
over another seller.
Over another seller, because they can actually start bidding on how much commission they want to pay. So they can actually go and go, you know what? I'm going to raise mine by a whole percent over this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have a bigger payout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we just don't know because it hasn't happened yet.
But I mean,
so a lot of this is, it's speculation.
Right.
And until it's going to, like we, it's just going to take some time for this to really, to kind of work out the kinks.
Yeah.
And some of the forms are going to have to change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now another question, if you decide, okay, you know what, I'm not going to pay the buyer agent. However, in the listing agreement,
there
is a place where the seller needs to decide if they want to agree to dual agency.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
we don't
like
that.
This is another little
twist
in this story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you say, I don't give you permission because I'm paying you to work for me and I'm not going to give you permission to do dual agency. So, well, then that adds another layer of complication on there, because if someone calls, let's say it's my listing and we don't do dual agency here, we do designated. So I would never represent one person in the same transaction. Conflict of interest.
Right.
Now, if a seller says to me, you're representing me, I'm paying you, no, you're not doing dual agency. And then a buyer, let's say a buyer is like, no, I'm going to represent myself. I want to get in the house. Well, I can't let them in the house because I represent the seller. And that means I'd be stepping into dual agency.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
So buyers are always going to have to figure out, okay, if they call that listing agent, is that listing agent bound to their listing agreement not to be a dual agent?
So there's
layers of complication that comes with our agreements that I don't think the general public are aware of. I mean, you may sell 3 homes in your lifetime on average, I think.
Yeah.
But it's not something you do every day
like
we do.
Yeah.
So understanding the complications of dual agency, who pays who, and how much are you willing, or it's just a big change.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a good change because it's buyers are going to have to interview they're going to have to interview their realtor because no one's going to sign agency with you if they don't trust you.
Right.
If they don't know, like, and trust you.
Right.
I mean, how many houses have you sold? How many houses have you sold? What are you going to do for me that's different than that other agent? Hey, we can answer all those questions. It's where are you looking? They're just so...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've done our time.
Okay.
Yeah,
fast.
It is so fast. It always is so fast. But I mean, those are great questions that, you know, you as a buyer, and even you as a seller, need to ask yourself. And if you're getting ready to sell a home or purchase a home, you know, you're going to have a lot of questions here coming up. And you should ask them. And we're encouraging you to ask them. And a great person to ask those questions is Kim Crump, who will tell you how to get a hold of her to answer those questions.
You can reach me, kim@lindacraft.com, my email, through my email. You can also reach me messaging any social media through Close with Kim, hashtag Close with Kim. That's what I go by. Mm-hmm. And you can also reach me by phone, 919-605-6045. And we do have a fantastic buyer presentation that we would love to sit down and explain to you and the changes and what it means to you, how it affects you. As I mentioned, they don't go into effect until July, but we're trying to be ahead of the game as it's very important in our industry just to constant change.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Kim. Folks, it's the show. I say to you, all over who watched the show, thank you so much. You had a lot of choices. You chose us. We really do appreciate it. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Give us a positive review wherever you're watching us. We do and are grateful for that all the time. As we say to you all over the world, you know what that is. Ciao, everybody. Living it.